We call this segment the Sustainable Community Voice. Sustainable Community Voices, guests in studio on behalf of their talents in the field when it comes to the topic of sustainability. And oh my goodness, we have a very topical conversation today, something that is happening when it comes to sustainability. Attendance to the UNRCE Conference of the Americas. A pleasure to have you in studio, Mayor George Hartwell. Always good to see your face. Good morning to you.
Thank you very much, Shelley. Good to be with you.
Dr. Salvador Garcia, instrumental in this conference. Good morning to you.
Thank you very much.
Mayor Hartwell, could you do a more formal introduction of the gentleman to your right?
Well, I certainly will. And let me set it up, Shelley, by saying that Dr. Garcia and I are members of a network of communities and universities throughout the world that under the auspices of the United Nations that are working on sustainable development at the local level. So Salvador, Dr. Garcia, is a professor from Western Jalisco State in Mexico, which people may know is exactly where our sister city of Zapopan is located. So Grand Rapids and Jalisco State already have a good relationship. Dr. Garcia teaches in the discipline of biology, and his doctoral work was done in cities, territories, and sustainability. So he brings a wealth of knowledge and information to share with us in Grand Rapids and with the colleagues who are here for this conference.
Bet. So in your words, Dr. Garcia, first of all, have you been to West Michigan, your sister city area, before?
Yes, this is I want to say thank you very much for this invitation. I'm very happy to stay here and for share all the knowledge and practice with all the members of the RCEs from Americas. In this meeting, participate people for Colombia, Brazil, and Mexico, and Canada, and United States.
And Peru.
And Peru, too, yes. And this is a great meeting for us because we have the great opportunity to increase the knowledge about the sustainability in different contexts and share not only knowledge, scientific knowledge, to involve more people of the communities and increase the traditional knowledge, for example. And this way, in this meeting, we learn how the RCEs is working in each countries. For example, in my experience, we try to involve the community every day. We involve childs, youth, people, adults, and use the media too. Like I'm working in the radio station. I have two programs in the radio. One of them is Agenda 21, and this project gives the opportunity for the researchers and teachers to share all the researchers and experience about the sustainability. But another is open for the people in the small communities. For example, we call, in my experience, by telephone directly for the small community to the radio station to check what we do in these places. For example, in restoration or in programs like recycling programs in the municipalities, and moving people, job people, and all the people and adults or some farmers to live in really the sustainability.
So
the practice,
very,
yes,
very. I mean, practical information that you're getting from these conferences that you're taking back to home. I
yeah.
trust. And Mayor Hartwell, this conference that is happening August 9th through 11th. There's a format to the conference, there's a keynote, and there is networking, I trust, that's happening.
Well, that's right. Maybe first and foremost is networking, the chance to for us to work together across international boundaries. Today, the conference is focusing on initiatives, projects that we can do together. Salvador and I have been talking about the possibility of working with an initiative in his region that works with the marginalized poor, and working with our Seeds of Promise in Grand Rapids and bringing those two initiatives together. But we're keeping them busy while they're here. They're all over Grand Rapids. We're walking them up and down the river and through the town, meeting in different venues. Grand Valley has been a great host. Kendall College of Art and Design, and this morning we're meeting over at Western Michigan, all downtown.
So, Dr. Garcia, can you share another project that's being worked on in your country, or another project that you'd like to take from either a Grand Rapids or another colleague, as you think?
For example, we think to develop with Grand Rapids RC some exchanges with the students for a level of secondary or high school. Today, I listen a nice and beautiful project from Grand Rapids RCE, and this project is very inspiring for me because when I listen to young people how work in the restoration programs, and it's very interesting to share with my program in Mexico. I think it's one of the best ways to learn other country is visit and sharing the lifestyles between the countries. For example, you know what's mean Michigan? Michigan, yeah. Name is the place of the water. But in Jalisco, in Mexico, we have another state is Michoacán, and the Michoacán is the place of the water and fish. Is the original name is Indian or very very old? This name is original Indian. The name of Michigan and Michoacán is the same. The same roads. This is very interesting for me because I found here a nice and beautiful experience when I walk in very close to the river. Yes. Oh, they say, oh my God, this is a paradise. This is a paradise in the earth. I have a nice and beautiful experience to talk with the people of the United States, with people of different countries here, and create a big net, not only an environmental topic, is on the cultural and the history and sociality attempts. It's incredible for me. It's amazing.
You're going to sleep on that plane going back.
The program that Dr. Garcia was referring to was the Kelvin College initiative in the Plaster Creek watershed. Mm-hmm. And so today, in addition to Professor Gail Hefner, two of the students that are actively involved in this initiative, yes, gave a nice presentation. Water has been the theme for the conference. Our keynote speaker last evening was Dr. John Austin, who's recently authored the a Blue Economy Report, mm-hmm, through the Brookings Institute. Be an interesting interview for you, I think, Shelley, yes, looking at how water plays a role in Michigan's economy.
Yes, he, the senior fellow, as you mentioned, with the Brookings Institute and director of the Great Lakes Economic Initiative, a must. Where I trust Grand Rapids learns from this conference in its own backyard as well, Mayor Hartwell. Yes.
Oh, absolutely. It's a sharing experience. We feel privileged to have brought these colleagues from all around Canada, Central America, South America, the United States, to learn from each other. So we're listening to a water project in Curitiba, Brazil, mm-hmm. and it's starting to connect, you know, with us and saying, yeah, we could do that here in Grand Rapids, or we're learning about a playground initiative for students up in New Brunswick, Tantamara, New Brunswick, and we're thinking that's an outdoor educational environment for primary school children in this area. We say we could do that. We can make that happen here. So we learn from each other.
You bet. Never stops. Dr. Garcia, how do we find out more information about you, your good city? Any way to follow up? I like your pin, too, by the way.
Oh, yes. I love this thing.
It's your website.
I'm very excited to be here. And I want to say thank you for all the audience for maintaining this beautiful city. You live in the beautiful city of the world.
Do you have a website for your RCE?
Yeah.
Yes,
it's the Western Jalisco. You can find my website there, and I promote another net. Is that Red Sumate Global? This net promote the participation of people of different age, childs, adults, and priests too. Oh, this is very open for the people, for all the world.
That's great. Well, I have an rcegrandrapids.org for your local information as well. Mayor George Hartwell, your final words.
Well, final words are how proud and pleased I am of our city and the way we have welcomed these guests. I've had the opportunity to attend these conferences around the globe, and always we're welcomed warmly and well. Grand Rapids has done a spectacular job. All of our citizens, the city looks great right now, of course. And we're happy to host this conference.
Thank you, Dr. Salvador Garcia, Mayor George Hartwell, our Sustainable Community Voices, talking about this conference, the RCE 2015 Conference of the Americas Impact Water Resources. We've got water in our own backyard. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, Joe.